This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm with J.R. Hildebrand on the Final Inspection Show. J.R., a pretty interesting month for you, especially helping your teammate get into the show, Sage Kurum. You're a pretty smart guy. Was the team leaning on you a little bit more this year?
I think, you know, it was more just a function of that, you know, we felt pretty solid, you know, for most of the week of practice. We had definitely gone through some little periods where little change, like something that you wouldn't think would make a big difference, kind of threw us way off. And I think, you know, maybe that's what the 24 car was battling a little bit, just trying to understand, you know, are we in the window or are we not in the window? Like, do we have to take a bigger swing at this? How similar... We know what the cars look like on paper relative to each other. How similar are they actually driving on track? And so, you know, I think at the end of the day, the focus became just make sure we get both cars in the field and work together as a good, you know, two-car program. That's why we got two cars rolling out there in the first place, you know.
There's a new tire Firestone came out with this year. Is that helping a lot in with the cars in traffic?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, there have just been these little changes from last year to this year. I think if we end up with a super hot race on race day, it'll certainly still be, and I think even if it's not, it'll be more similar to last year than it will be to the years prior. You know, the cars just seem to be producing like a much more turbulent, you know, wake behind them, so it's trickier. And if you're the first car back, it feels more like, you know, 17 than 18. Okay. If you're two or three cars back, it sort of starts to, you know, deteriorate more quickly than the aero kit years. But the tire definitely has made a big improvement just in terms of last year. You know, I think every car in the field, kind of no matter what setup you had on the thing, once you got in traffic, it was just like chronic understeer. And that seems to definitely have been addressed, and gives all the teams and drivers a little bit more to work with to try to actually tune the car in.
Could that be a situation where with the handling the way it is, especially if it could be hot and greasy, track position is so important? Is the field going to be spread out, you think, in the first 10 laps?
You know, I think you'll see it close together initially. I would anticipate, you know, that it gets a little bit spread out at that point. And that what'll be interesting to see is just over the first couple of stints. I think, frankly, like, none of us are really going to know until we're a couple of stints into the race. You know, does it getting more spread out actually help good drivers and good cars start to pick guys off because the cars in front of you aren't as close together? And, you know, whether or not that happens, I think will play a big role in, you know, do you start to initially just focus on getting the car dialed in, or are you kind of early in the race, earlier than maybe normal, starting to think about how can we get off strategy to gain that track position? So that sort of remains to be seen.
How important is practice for a driver like you as just doing Indy this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's super important, and important to be running with a team that understands what they're doing and can roll off the truck. I mean, I felt like we rolled off the truck. You know, the car was fast, and, you know, we were able to get right to it. So that definitely helps guys like me and Sage get with the program right away. And, you know, I've felt really good about it this year. So, you know, the way the car has felt just from the beginning has been suited what I want from it, and we've been able to just kind of hover around a nice little window there.
What's for you on race day? I mean, yellow flag pit stops and all the traffic, or is it green flag pit stops and the field's a little bit spread out? What's easier for you?
You know, I mean, I guess I'd say green flag stops are usually a little more straightforward for the driver, just because you know, you're usually offset a little bit from the guys around you, whether that's just because you're not immediately running with them on track, or you know, you're pitting on a different lap or whatever. You can kind of time those things out a little bit. You know, we've got an open in pit lane, so that helps a lot, just one way or the other, to have sort of a consistent roll in into the box. Helps me, helps the guys, you know, to have that sort of consistency there, which I think is a big move from Dennis and those guys to make that happen. And you know, we'll just sort of take what we can get. You know, I think everybody's going to have to be on their toes, like you said, just because the track position is so important.
All right. Thank you, JR. Appreciate it.
Sure.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.